On the day of Pentecost, all the disciples were gathered together in one place when the Holy Spirit came upon them as Jesus had promised. Filled with the Spirit, they began to praise God, and the crowd that had gathered heard them speaking in many different languages as the Spirit enabled them. The Jews who were listening were amazed to hear them talking in the different dialects of the countries they had come from, and they said to each other, "What does this mean?" Some, however, laughed at them, saying, "They are drunk." Then Peter stood up with the 11 and spoke to the crowd. "Men of Judea, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, listen to what I have to say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel." Then Peter quoted Joel's great prophecy concerning the coming of the Spirit, saying, "This is what I will do in the last days, God says. I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy." Then Peter quoted the prophet's words concerning the signs and wonders that would happen in the heavens and on the earth before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Some of these signs must have reminded the crowd of the strange events, such as the supernatural darkness, that had marked the Lord's death at Calvary. Peter ended his quotation by repeating the divine promise foretold by Joel, announcing, "And whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." The apostle then said to the crowd, "Men of Judea, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth received from God the power to do great miracles. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, for it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David foretold this when he said about him, 'You will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay.' Brethren, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. So he was speaking of the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, but he prophesied about Messiah when he said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand.' Men of Judea, be assured of this, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off." With many other words, Peter warned them, and he pleaded with them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. During the weeks that followed, the apostles preached Jesus in the temple courts and the streets of Jerusalem, and every day God used their message to add new members to the community of believers. And so the Church of Christ was founded. Next episode, the healing of a cripple and Peter's message in the temple.